So can Tim Kaine bring in Bernie Sanders supporters? Well, for some, the answer is no.
There is still
hope.
There is still a lot of work to be done after this convention. You need to go home after Philadelphia, and you need to go home after we've nominated President Sanders.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd, who's outside tracking protests. Peter, you know, Sanders supporters, many of them were not happy with the Clinton win, and now those emails that show the party undermined their guy's campaign cemented that. Yesterday we got the news that DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to step down, but only at the end of the week. So what are people saying out there about all this?
Oh my gosh, this email situation is prime time here at this protest at downtown Philadelphia at City Hall. It's on just about everybody's mind that I spoke to, and perhaps the biggest character I met so far since I've been down here, and there have been a lot of them. Sue Kirby, who traveled here from Massachusetts carrying a life-size puppet, a papier-mâché puppet of Bernie Sanders. Here she is.
Are you upset at all about these emails that were leaked out? How do you respond?
I'm glad it came out. We all knew it was happening. We've been working for Bernie for the past year. We all knew it was happening. We lived it. So it's good to see that other people see that it's happening. Unfortunately, it's going to give Donald Trump more, what does he call it? Crooked Hillary. Yeah, crooked Hillary steam. But, you know, this is what politics have come to in this day. And that's one of the reasons why we love Bernie. He's consistent. He's honest. He's got some integrity.
So, Robin, you take a pulse of people around here, and it's a one big I told you so sort of a moment. They say they knew from the very beginning, since this campaign started, that the Democratic Party was against Bernie Sanders.
Well, and she just said it's going to give Donald Trump more steam, and the polls out show that he actually got a bump from last week. You can criticize the GOP convention, but they got a bump out of it, and some polls are ahead of Hillary Clinton. But Sanders supporters did, you know, have some muscle over the weekend. The Rules Committee agreed to consider limits on the number and power of superdelegates. That was one of their bigger complaints. There's going to be fewer superdelegates. So what are they saying about that?
Well, I think for the moderate Bernie Sanders supporters, that is seen as a solid compromise, something that they've wanted to see all along. But at this protest, where the true Bernie Sanders supporters are far to the left, they don't want any superdelegates whatsoever. Over and over again, people told me that what happened here over the weekend was not nearly good enough, and that, in fact, compromise, they don't want to compromise. That's not part of the political process they're interested in on this particular issue. They want their state, every delegate, to be bound as the state votes.
Yeah, well, this puts a lot of pressure on Bernie Sanders, who's now committed, in effect, to speak here. He's speaking to delegates, telling them, you know, we've got to elect Hillary Clinton. We can't elect Donald Trump. But this movement that he's created, he may not be able to control.
Yeah, this is so interesting. People here have admitted that this goes well beyond Bernie Sanders. Now, if you look at some recent polls, there's one out by Bloomberg that says about 55% of Sanders supporters will eventually come over to the Clinton camp. But that means that leaves a lot of people who will not, and they are absolutely right here in this square in downtown Philadelphia. Talked to a lot of people about, you know, if they don't come together with the party, you can hear them chanting behind me, if they don't come together as Democrats, that there's a chance that Donald Trump will be elected to the White House. And as far as they're concerned, they don't care. They don't want to be afraid to cast their vote in whatever way they feel necessary. And so the possibility of putting Trump in the White House isn't something these Democrats care about.
I imagine we hear him say Bernie or bust. Well, look, how are these protests? It's interesting, Peter, we've been talking over the course of the day about how in Cleveland there was much more subdued. I mean, there were protests, but there weren't as many as people expected. Some people said, and we heard a reporter from the Inky, the Philadelphia Inquirer, say that he's heard people in Philadelphia say they just were not comfortable, especially after Dallas, when there was a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest, but some people were carrying weapons and the police didn't know who the shooter was. There were people who were kind of afraid, didn't want to go to Cleveland, but it sounds like they're showing up here.
Yeah, these protests feel more organized, they feel more numerous, but I have to say, the police presence is very much the same here in Philadelphia as it was in Cleveland. I'm looking at police officers on bikes right now as the crowd starts marching towards the Wells Fargo Center, and the cops and the protesters are getting along. It seems to be peaceful so far. I talked to one police officer who says things are going pretty well. It's early in the week, and so we'll see if that keeps up.
Well, they're all melting, too. So, I mean, you know, we can expect there's going to be a lot of medical concerns. We only have a few seconds here, but it's supposed to be 100 degrees today. It's been 100 degrees daily. Some people have come from out of town. Are you seeing it hit them?
It's hitting me. It's hitting a lot of people. There's tons of free water around. There's misting stations. There's fountains that people are running through. It is hot, but you know what? A lot of people out here feeling the burn in more than one way, Robin.